this country, you got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Can't you stop saying fuck all the time?
Yes, okay. Well, one of our last few pieces here, coming up right after I finish introducing it. Because after all, I wasted enough of your time and enough of your hard drive space to make you want to perhaps sue me. But hey, why? What would the point of that be? Anyway, two things here. Both of them by the same guy. No, it's not J. Joe. It's by the Super Realist. It's going to be read by me. It's not recorded by the author. You're not going to hear the Super Realist voice, unfortunately. Maybe someday. If you're lucky, if you're good, if you're real good, you might. It's just going to be me. You're going to have to put up. The first one is called Planes of Existence. Bipolar super stunned nyar ratatat tat tat ratatat tat tat kaboom fizzle glide serpentine enter and exit wound the hollow of the neck with a 45 alive then dead. Too bad she was such an interesting little girl, but a little too ratatat tat for your liking. Blitzkrieging all over time and impossible channels surfing to find a replacement in this plastic non-recyclable self-serving grand reserve called existence. The soul is quantitative soul, and I shoot up my ounces into my main line while her serpentine collides into another plane of existence. I like it, personally. It's good stuff. a little pause there for you to mull on that. And here, I'll give you another pause to mull on it. Yeah, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Piece number two by the Super Realist. Once again, read by me and not the author. Unfortunately. This is entitled Cyclic Wars of Matter. This time, the ground becomes hard again, solidifying its presence. Too scared to run, too scared to cry out, too scared to break, ground suffers under air's smothering influence. Again, ground tries to fight back, volcanoes erupting, earthquakes shaking, mountains forming, reaching to pierce the sky. Sky laughs and surrounds mountains, muffles earthquakes, and douses volcanoes. Then man came. He came naive and uncultured and innocent. Man was unaware of the mockery air was playing upon ground. Ground pounded hard against the arrow. Man must be an agent of air. I've never seen the likes of him before. Canyons to trip man, rivers to drown, forests and plains to bedazzle and lure man. Stop, stop, man cries out. I have yet to set foot on earth when I am barraged by beauty. I must build my home before the grand scale of things. Air, thinking ground, has a new and improved and wider ally, pours its strength out onto man. Stop, stop, man cries out again. I have yet to see my eyes up to heaven when I am barraged by horrors. I must build my roof before I am swept away. Soon man has built himself a new home with a new roof and new walls and new aluminum siding from Sears, contemplating the existence of it all. Sky, ground, rain, mountain, wind, canyon. Through all his self-absorption and inner spiritual penetration, the mists of innocence part like a sea before Moses. Through all his self-contemplation and inner experimentation, the walls of naivety crumble like Jericho. Man now sees the way waged by ground and air, becoming frightened, influenced, worshipful. Not wanting to lose scope and grasp of an unprecedented opportunity, air, the quicker of the two, burrows itself deep into the psyche of man to take away the rest of his innocence and purity and replace it with God fear, a sense of a higher power. Air, again being the quicker thinker of the two, plants a hatred and fear and virulent loathing of ground, insinuating that ground is all-encompassing evil. Look at air. Air is cooling. Air brings forth the rain. Yeah, look at Noah. Look at ground. Ground is hard and uncaring. Ground brings the fire. Man in his dullness and ignorance believes air. Air is God. Ground is evil. Through air's theological bullshit, a small seed of resignation grows deeper and deeper into man's soul. What is the point? What are we all here for? We're all here to go. We're all here to go into some kind of afterlife. Death is the only recourse available then, man reasons, as if he could in the first place. Religion begins, countries begin, wars begin, the end begins. This time, the ground becomes hard again, solidifying its presence. More pauses to mull on stuff. I'm personally rather impressed. But hey, I'm not going to comment because I'd like for you people to make your own mind, make your own opinions without the influence of the commentator. He has another one that we got that is just, it's pure beauty. It's great stuff. But there's some words in there that I'm not completely sure on the pronunciation, and I'm going to research that and get back, because I know I don't want to screw it up. And then that's it. Move on to the next one. Like the Oompa Loompa Loompa-Dee.